AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has confirmed he authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela. At an Oval Office event, he was asked about recent U.S. military strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats.
We have much information about each boat that goes out. Deep, strong information.
As for what may be next,
I don't want to tell you exactly, but we are certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control. We've had a couple of days where there isn't a boat to be found. And that I view that as a good thing, not a bad thing.
Since early September, U.S. forces have carried out at least 5 strikes in the Caribbean, resulting in 27 deaths. Israel's received 2 more sets of remains from Hamas, believed to be those of hostages. And while the truce between Israel and the militant group is holding, Sam Mednick reports,
Israeli authorities have said that one of the bodies that has come out of Gaza is not that of a hostage. This came from the Forensic Institute, which is identifying the bodies. Now, Hamas says that it is trying to return them, but it says that it is challenging and it could take time. As part of the ceasefire agreement, all of the deceased hostages are meant to be returned. When it went into effect, there were 28 bodies in Gaza, and since then, only a handful have come out.
The Supreme Court's indicated a willingness to limit race-based congressional districts under the Voting Rights Act. During arguments, the court's 6 conservative justices seemed inclined to effectively strike down a black majority district in Louisiana. And Mark Sherman reports that,
could free lawmakers across the South and indeed across the country to redraw electoral districts from Congress on down in a way that eliminates black and Latino majorities? Those districts have tended to favor Democrats, and it could really improve the Republicans' chances in the House of Representatives, where there's a narrow Republican majority.
This is AP News. President Trump says he's secured a key commitment aimed at helping end Russia's war in Ukraine. Sagar Meghani was there in the Oval Office.
President Trump claims India's leader has personally assured him his nation will stop buying Russian oil. That would boost pressure on Moscow to negotiate ending the Ukraine war, with Russia relying on energy sales to fund its military might.
There will be no oil. He's not buying his oil from Russia.
The president says Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi told him as much, though the Indian embassy here in Washington did not immediately react. India is the second biggest buyer of Russian oil.
That's a big stop. Now I got to get China to do the same thing.
The president's due to meet here with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.